President Trump says he's dispatching federal agents to Chicago and Albuquerque as part of what the administration is calling a surge of security forces to assist local law enforcement in curbing violent crime. But in announcing the move yesterday, Trump seemed to confirm the suspicions of Democrats, making it clear the deployment is part of his re-election strategy to position himself as the law and order candidate.
America must be a sanctuary for law-abiding citizens, not criminal aliens. My vision for America's cities could not be more different from the lawlessness being pushed by the extreme radical left. While others want to defund, defame, and abolish the police, I want to support and honor our great police.
And then there's the president's response to protest. Oregon's Department of Justice is suing several federal agencies for seizing and detaining protesters without probable cause. And last night, the mayor of Portland was in a crowd tear-gassed by federal agents. The president has called unrest there worse than Afghanistan. The city says it was fine before the federal troops came. Beth Fooey is senior editor for politics at NBC News and MSNBC. Beth, so we've got two kinds of federal intervention here. The move into Chicago and Albuquerque is something called Operation Legend, started in Kansas City earlier this month. The acting Secretary of Homeland Security says this isn't related to the deployment to Portland. So what exactly is the administration saying these federal agents, you know, going to other cities will do?
Well, there's a couple of things going on here. I mean, number one, there is no question that there has been a spike in shootings in a number of cities across the country. Now, we typically do see a spike in shootings and crime in general in the summer, but this has been unprecedented in cities like Chicago, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, New York. We're seeing a lot more shootings than in typically hot summer days, and that can be perhaps traced to the, you know, the coronavirus, joblessness, people are tense. People are more hair-triggered than they might normally be, given the many sort of calamities that the country is facing. So there are concerns about getting those numbers of shootings down. And perhaps if a mayor believes that federal help could be welcome into the city to help do that, that's one thing. That would be a mayor's prerogative to invite the federal government to help out in some way. The other thing, though, that we're seeing is not just an offer by President Trump to sort of help local police in dealing with the spike in shootings. They are actually just sort of marching into cities unwelcome and appearing to provoke folks who are there protesting. That's more what we've seen in Portland. And now there's no question that some of the folks in Portland are bad actors who are vandalizing and defacing buildings. Most of them are not. Most of them are peaceful. And the appearance of these federal troops, or whatever you want to call them, federal agents in there, many of them not wearing insignia and sort of grabbing people off the street, is causing a lot of consternation and unhappiness there and probably making things worse.
Well, let's stay, though, I want to get to Portland, but let's stay with the fighting crime in cities. We're going to check in Chicago in a minute. The mayor of Kansas City told NPR's Morning Edition he learned of this new surge from someone on Twitter, and he said he'd welcome some help with things like tracking illegal gun sales. He has concerns about this Operation Legend. Let's listen.
And what this is not supposed to be is the operation we've seen in Portland, where they're yanking protesters off the streets, where we have law enforcement, federal law enforcement, that are supplanting our local agents. We don't want some broader mission creep to other broad-based policing activities.
And Beth, the mayor of Portland, as we said, was one of those tear-gassed at a protest last night. He's described the federal agents there as an occupying force. But it's not just Democratic mayors. Here's former United States Secretary of Homeland Security Tom Ridge, a Republican, speaking to radio host Michael Smirkanish.
The department was established to protect America from the ever-present threat of global terrorism. It was not established to be the president's personal militia. It'd be a cold day in hell before I would consent to an unilateral, uninvited intervention in one of my cities.
Beth Fooey, pretty strong. Could this backfire for President Trump politically?
Yeah, and you know, of course, President Trump tweeted criticism of Tom Ridge after he made those comments. So he's fully ready to, you know, do battle even with other Republicans around this effort. It's a very unusual move by, one could say, Republicans, conservatives, who typically don't want to see the long arm of the federal government moving into local cities. And one could only ask what how conservatives might have reacted had President Obama sent federal troops in to, you know, break up a Tea Party gathering or a Second Amendment rally. The consternation would be huge. But President Trump is definitely betting that the optics of seeing cities under siege or seeing cities being violent
will
is
work
going to
for
help him.
We're going to have to leave it at that. Beth Thuy, NBC and MSNBC, thank you.
Thank you.